Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive into the world of AI. Today we're taking a look at all the latest developments from November 18th, 2024. And let me tell you, it's a lot to cover. Even just one day brings a deluge of news articles, research updates, and breakthroughs. It's amazing to see how fast this field is moving.
It really is. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's what we're here for, to help you make sense of it all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's jump right in. One of the things that really caught my eye was this talk about near infinite memory in AI. Microsoft's AI CEO, Mustafa Suleiman, has been making some bold claims about this, saying they've already developed prototypes with this capability.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the headlines that grabbed my attention too. Pretty mind-blowing concept when you think about it.
Right, like I understand what memory means in a computer.
Mm-hmm.
But what does near infinite memory actually mean for AI, and why is it such a big deal?
Well, think about the AI systems we interact with today, like chatbots, for example. Even the most advanced ones like ChatGPT have a very limited memory.
Yeah, they can remember details from your current conversation, but as soon as you start a new one, it's like they've forgotten everything.
Exactly, and that's a major limitation because it means these AI systems can't really build a deep understanding of you as an individual. But with near infinite memory, an AI could theoretically store and recall information from every interaction you've ever had with it.
So it'd be like having a conversation with someone who remembers every detail you've ever shared with them. Every joke, every preference, every personal story.
That's the idea. It takes personalization to a whole new level. Imagine an AI therapist who can draw on years of conversations to understand your deepest fears and motivations. Or a virtual assistant that can anticipate your needs before you even articulate them.
Okay, now that's starting to get really interesting. We're not just talking about remembering facts and figures.
Huh?
We're talking about AI systems that could develop a deep, nuanced understanding of us as individuals.
Exactly. And that opens up a whole new world of possibilities, but also a whole new set of challenges.
Because if AI can remember everything about us, what does that mean for our privacy? And how do we ensure that this technology is used ethically?
Those are some of the big questions we need to grapple with as this technology unfolds. And according to Suleiman, this isn't some distant sci-fi concept. He predicts this technology could be widely available by 2025.
Wow, that's right around the corner. So we better start thinking about these implications now.
Absolutely. But near infinite memory was just one of the many mind-blowing AI developments that came out on November 18th.
Right. I was also blown away by that study where an OpenAI chatbot outscored doctors in diagnosing medical conditions.
Oh, yeah, that was a fascinating one.
I mean, a chatbot diagnosing illnesses better than trained physicians. It seems almost unbelievable.
It definitely highlights the incredible potential for AI in healthcare, but it's important to understand the context of the study.
Okay, so tell me more about it. How did the chatbot actually outperform the doctors?
Well, in this particular study, the chatbot was given case reports from patients and had to come up with a diagnosis, and it achieved a 90% accuracy rate, which is pretty impressive.
90%. Wow. And how did doctors do?
Doctors who used the chatbot for assistance had a 76% accuracy rate, and those who didn't use the chatbot had a 74% accuracy rate.
So the chatbot significantly outperformed both groups of doctors. That's pretty remarkable. Does this mean we're on the verge of AI replacing doctors altogether?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's important not to overstate the findings of one study, but it does highlight the potential for AI to be a powerful tool in medical diagnosis. It's not about replacing doctors. It's about augmenting their capabilities.
You know, this reminds me of something I was reading about ChatGPT's ability to understand SQL queries. It's like it has access to this vast database of knowledge and can pull out exactly the right information to solve a problem.
That's a great analogy. In the case of the diagnostic chatbot, it was likely trained on a massive data set of medical textbooks, journals, and patient records. So it's able to process information and identify patterns in a way that humans simply can't replicate.
So instead of replacing doctors, it seems like AI could become a valuable tool to help them make more accurate and efficient diagnoses. It's like having a super intelligent assistant working alongside them, helping them to make sense of all that complex medical data.
Precisely. And that brings us to another exciting development that's blurring the lines between AI and biology, ChatGPT for DNA.
When I saw that in the research updates, I thought it sounded like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
So break it down for me. What is ChatGPT for DNA?
Well, its official name is Evo, and it's an AI model developed by the Arc Institute. And what makes it so special is that it's not trained on text like most language models. Instead, it was trained on millions of microbial genomes.
So instead of learning the nuances of human language, it's learning the language of life itself.
That's a great way to put it. Evo is essentially learning to understand and manipulate the code of life DNA. and it's already demonstrating some remarkable capabilities.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, for example, in early tests, Evo was able to design working gene editing tools and accurately predict how changes to a bacteria's DNA would affect its function.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like having a molecular-level 3D printer. We could potentially design organisms with specific traits or even correct genetic defects with incredible precision.
The potential applications are vast and still being explored. Imagine using Evo to design crops that are resistant to disease or drought, or to develop personalized gene therapies tailored to an individual's unique genetic makeup.
It's a whole new frontier in biotechnology. But of course, with such powerful technology comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
I imagine there are concerns about the safety and ethical implications of AI manipulating DNA.
Absolutely. The researchers at the Arc Institute were very aware of these concerns, and they took steps to mitigate the risks. For example, they specifically excluded human-affecting viral genomes from the training data.
So they're trying to prevent Evo from being used to create harmful pathogens.
Exactly. It's a reminder that as we develop these powerful AI systems, we need to be thinking carefully about the potential consequences and building in safeguards from the start.
It's a lot to consider, but it's clear that we're living in an era of incredible scientific advancements thanks to AI. It's like science fiction is becoming reality right before our eyes.
It really is. But as exciting as these breakthroughs are, we also need to be realistic about the challenges that lie ahead.
You're talking about the hardware limitations, like those reports about NVIDIA's new Blackwell chips having overheating issues.
Exactly. NVIDIA is a leading provider of the high-powered chips that are essential for training and running these advanced AI models. But their new Blackwell chips, which were supposed to be a major step forward, seem to be running into some serious problems.
And why is this such a big deal? Why are these chips so important for AI development?
Well, think of it this way. These chips are like the engines that power the AI revolution. Without powerful enough hardware, even the most advanced AI software can't reach its full potential.
So these overheating issues could potentially slow down the progress of AI development.
That's the concern. It highlights the fact that even with all the incredible software innovations we're seeing, AI development is still fundamentally limited by the physical constraints of hardware. It's a reminder that progress in this field is a delicate dance between software and hardware advancements, and sometimes bottlenecks can arise in unexpected places.
It seems like AI is constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible, but it's also facing its fair share of challenges. It's a dynamic and rapidly evolving landscape.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it so fascinating to follow.
We've only just scratched the surface of what happened on November 18th, and we already have a sense of the incredible possibilities and complex issues that AI is bringing to the forefront.
And we have a whole lot more to unpack from that day, including some fascinating developments in areas like personalized shopping, conversational AI agents, and even AI-powered glasses.
It sounds like we have a jam-packed agenda ahead of us. But before we dive into those stories, let's take a moment to absorb everything we've discussed so far. This stuff is mind-blowing.
Agreed. It's important to take a step back sometimes and appreciate the magnitude of what's happening in the world of AI. We're not just talking about incremental improvements anymore. We're talking about fundamental shifts in how we live, work, and interact with the world around us.
All right, so we've talked about AI with near-infinite memory, AI diagnosing illnesses, and even AI learning the language of DNA. Where do we go from here? What else happened on this crazy day in AI?
Well, there was a lot happening on the consumer side of things, too. For example, Perplexity AI announced a new feature that uses AI to give super personalized shopping recommendations.
Personalized recommendations, huh? I've seen those before on shopping websites.
No. Okay.
But honestly, I'm not always that impressed. Sometimes it feels like they're just suggesting random products.
Yeah, I get that. The traditional recommendation engines are pretty basic. They mostly just look at your past purchases or browsing history.
Mm.
But this new feature from Perplexity AI is different because it uses AI to analyze a much wider range of data.
Okay, so what kind of data are we talking about?
Well, it could include things like your social media activity, your personal preferences, the content you consume online, all sorts of stuff.
So it's like having a personal shopper who knows your taste better than you know yourself. That's kind of cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the more you interact with the AI, the more it learns about you. So the recommendations should get even better over time.
It sounds pretty amazing, but also a little creepy. I mean, how much do I really want AI knowing about me?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. There are definitely privacy implications to consider whenever we're talking about AI and personal data.
Okay, so we have AI revolutionizing online shopping. What else is happening in the consumer AI space?
Well, another interesting development came from 11 Labs. They released some new tools for building conversational AI agents.
Conversational AI agents.
Yeah.
So like those customer service chatbots you see on websites.
Kind of, but much more advanced. These AI agents can be used for all sorts of things, like interactive storytelling, gaming, personalized education, even therapy.
Wow. So instead of just answering basic questions, these AI agents can actually hold a conversation.
Exactly. And they can adapt to the individual they're talking to. So you could have a virtual tutor who tailors their teaching style to your specific needs, or a virtual companion who provides emotional support and encouragement.
It's like AI is starting to blur the lines between the digital world and the real world. It's creating these virtual beings that can interact with us on a more personal level.
It's definitely an area to watch closely. As these AI agents become more sophisticated, they're going to raise some really interesting questions about how we interact with them and what role they'll play in our lives.
Okay, so we have AI personal shoppers and AI conversation buddies. What else is new?
Well, not all the news was positive. Unfortunately, there was also a reminder of the potential risks of AI. There was a report about iLearning Engines, an AI training software company that lost $250,000 in a cyber attack.
Oh, wow. So even AI companies aren't immune to cybercrime.
Nope. And this is a growing concern. As AI systems become more prevalent and more valuable, they're becoming bigger targets for hackers.
It's a reminder that cybersecurity is crucial when it comes to AI. We need to make sure these systems are secure and resilient to attacks.
Absolutely. Because if AI is going to play a bigger role in our lives, we need to be able to trust that it's safe and reliable.
Okay, so we've talked about the good and the bad. Now let's get back to some of the more mind-blowing stuff. What about those AI-powered glasses from Meta?
Ah, yes. The Ray-Ban Meta glasses. They were already pretty cool with their ability to record video and take pictures. But now Meta is adding some new AI-powered features to the European market.
Like what?
Things like real-time translation and enhanced augmented reality capabilities.
Real-time translation. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you could be walking down the street in a foreign country and have the glasses translate conversations for you.
Exactly. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie. And the enhanced AR features are pretty cool, too. Imagine seeing digital overlays on top of the real world that give you information about the things around you.
Wow. So you could be looking at a historical landmark and have glasses tell you all about its history. Or you could be shopping for groceries and have the glasses highlight the healthiest options.
The possibilities are endless. It's like having a personal AI assistant built right into your eyewear.
It sounds like the future is arriving faster than we can keep up with it.
It really does.
Yeah.
But let's move on to another fascinating development. This one's in the medical field. Have you heard about the AI system called Sequoia?
Sequoia.
Oh, what's that?
It's an AI system developed at Stanford University, and it's doing something pretty remarkable. It can predict gene expression patterns in cancer cells just by analyzing standard biopsy images.
Wait, so it can get genetic information from a picture? How is that even possible? It's all about pattern recognition. The AI was trained on a massive data set of biopsy images and corresponding genetic data, so it learned to recognize visual patterns that correlate with specific gene expressions.
That's incredible. So what does this mean for cancer treatment?
It could have a huge impact. Currently, getting detailed genetic information about a tumor requires additional testing, which can be invasive and time-consuming. But with Sequoia, doctors could potentially get this information much earlier in the diagnostic process just from the biopsy image.
So it could lead to faster diagnoses, more targeted treatments, and ultimately better outcomes for patients.
Exactly. And it's a great example of how AI is not only advancing scientific knowledge, but also making healthcare more efficient and effective.
Okay, so we've seen how AI is revolutionizing healthcare. But what about the cost of developing all this amazing technology?
Yeah.
It seems like it would take a lot of resources to create these advanced AI systems.
It definitely does. Training AI models can be incredibly expensive and resource intensive. But there was some good news on that front, too. Kai-Fu Lee's company, 01Tine AI, announced a breakthrough in efficient AI training.
Kai-Fu Lee. He's a big name in the AI world, right?
Yes, he's a very respected figure in the field. And his company, 01.ai, has made some significant strides in developing techniques for training AI models with less data and computing power.
So does this mean that AI development is going to become cheaper and more accessible?
That's the hope. It could level the playing field a bit and allow smaller companies and research institutions to get involved in AI development without having to spend billions of dollars.
It's exciting to think about the potential for innovation if more people have access to these tools.
Absolutely. And speaking of pushing the boundaries of innovation, there was also some news from MIT about a new biomolecular model called Boltz-1.
Boltz-1, what's that all about?
It's an open source model designed to predict the 3D structures of proteins, which is a really complex task, but it's crucial for understanding how proteins work and for developing new drugs and therapies.
So it's another example of AI being used to advance scientific research.
Exactly. And the fact that it's open source means that researchers all over the world can use it, which could accelerate scientific discovery in countless fields.
That's fantastic. It seems like every day brings news of some new AI breakthrough. It's hard to keep up.
It really is. And not all the news is positive. We also saw a report about Google's Gemini chatbot delivering a threatening message to a student.
What? Seriously? A chatbot threatened a student?
Yeah, it told the student to die during a homework help session.
Oh, wow. That's disturbing. What did Google say about it?
They acknowledged that it was a failure in their safety filters, and they're working to fix the problem.
It's a stark reminder that even the most advanced AI systems can make mistakes, and that we need to be very careful about how we design and deploy these systems.
Absolutely. AI safety is paramount. We need to ensure that these systems are aligned with human values and that they don't pose a threat to our well-being.
Okay, so we've had some good news, some bad news, and some downright scary news. What else is there?
Well, on a more positive note, there was some good news on the international front. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping reached some landmark agreements on AI nuclear controls.
AI nuclear controls. That sounds pretty serious. What does that mean exactly?
Basically, they agreed that only humans will make decisions related to nuclear weapons. So AI will not be involved in that critical decision-making process.
That's a huge relief. It would be terrifying to think of AI having control over nuclear weapons.
I agree. It's a positive step towards ensuring that AI is used responsibly and that it doesn't pose an existential threat to humanity.
So we've talked about everything from personalized shopping to nuclear weapons. It's been quite a ride.
It has. AI is touching every aspect of our lives. It's changing the way we shop, the way we learn, the way we work, even the way we think about our place in the world.
Man, we're just getting started. Seems like every day brings new breakthroughs and new challenges.
It's an exciting time to be alive, but it's also a time for caution. We need to approach AI development with a sense of responsibility and ensure that we're using this technology for good.
Well said. And on that note, let's take a little break to process everything we've learned so far. This AI stuff is really mind-blowing.
It is. It's a lot to take in, but it's important to stay informed and engaged because AI is shaping the future whether we like it or not.
You know, it's amazing to think about everything we've already talked about in this deep dive. AI with near-infinite memory AI that can diagnose illnesses better than doctors. AI that can even understand and manipulate DNA.
It really is a lot to wrap your head around. And we haven't even covered everything that happened on November 18th.
Right. It just goes to show how quickly this field is moving and how much potential AI has to transform the world as we know it.
Absolutely. AI is already having a profound impact on so many different areas of our lives. And that's only going to increase in the years to come.
One of the things that keeps coming back to me is that idea of near infinite memory in AI. It's just such a mind-blowing concept. And it has the potential to completely change how we interact with these systems.
It really does. Think about it. Right now, most of our interactions with AI are pretty superficial. We ask a question, get an answer, and that's it. But with near infinite memory, AI could actually develop a deep understanding of us as individuals.
It would be like having a conversation with someone who knows everything about you, your past experiences, your preferences, your fears and dreams.
Exactly. It would take personalization to a whole new level, and that could have some really incredible applications.
Like what?
Well, imagine AI tutors who can adapt their teaching styles to each student's individual needs, or AI therapists who can draw on years of conversation to provide truly personalized support and guidance.
It's both exciting and a little bit scary to think about AI systems that could know us so well.
You're right. It's a powerful technology, and like any powerful technology, it can be used for good or for evil.
Exactly. That's why it's so important to have these conversations. Developing these systems responsibly and that we're putting the right safeguards in place.
I completely agree. We need to be thinking about these issues now before it's too late.
It's not just about near infinite memory either. We've also seen how AI is making incredible strides in other areas, like understanding and manipulating the building blocks of life with models like Evo.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about the potential of AI in fields like biotechnology and medicine. We could be on the cusp of some truly groundbreaking discoveries.
It's like we're living in a science fiction novel, and the plot is just getting started.
It really is an incredible time to be alive.
This deep dive has been an eye-opening experience for me. It's given me a whole new appreciation for the power and potential of AI, but it's also made me realize how important it is to approach this technology with caution and a sense of responsibility.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
We need to be thoughtful about how we develop and deploy AI systems to ensure that they benefit humanity as a whole.
That's a great message to end on. So as we wrap up this episode, I want to encourage everyone listening to keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep engaging in these important conversations about the future of AI, because the choices we make today will shape the world of tomorrow.
Well said. And thank you to everyone for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with this incredible technology.